Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A North Iowa teen reported missing last Friday has been located and is safe. In a social media post, the Clear Lake Police Department said 13-year-old Jesselyn Jones of Clear Lake was last seen at her residence in Clear Lake around 8:30 Friday night. It was believed she was headed to Waterloo. A CLPD update posted Monday afternoon indicated Jesselyn was located and is safe. Northeast Iowa high school baseball coaching legend has passed away. Dennis Olenzak led the Decorah High School baseball program for over 50 years, winning state titles in 1970, 1990, and 1991. His Viking teams finished as state runners-up in 1989, 92, and 2012. After 1 year at Janesville, Olenzak spent the rest of his career with Decorah and amassed a career total of 1,417 wins. Olenzak passed away on Saturday at the age of 86. A Northeast Iowan is the winner of the 2025 Congressional App Challenge for the 2nd District of Iowa. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson has announced Garrett Showers of the Waterloo Career Center as the winner. He created a Roblox game that recreates Allen Hospital's 100th anniversary trivia walk, helping spread awareness about the hospital's history. Hinson said of Showers, "His project is a great way to share the history of a local hospital and a reminder of the incredible talent found among our Iowa students. I'm excited to see what he takes on next." Congressional App Challenges encourage middle school and high school students to learn to code and pursue careers in computer science. According to the project's website, since the challenge was first announced, Congress's mentions of computer science and coding have increased 2,000%. With sub-zero temperatures leading into and throughout the past weekend, the winter doldrums in and around Charles City may have reached an all-time high. The Charles City Area Chamber of Commerce may have the cure, giving you multiple chances to get out of the house with a variety of activities, both indoors and out, during Cabin Fever weekend this Thursday through Sunday. Different businesses and organizations are hosting events during the four-day period with something for all ages. Some embrace the wintry outdoors like cross-country skiing, sledding, beer curling on the ice at the Elks Pond, and an owl prowl hike. Many other offerings are in indoor warmth and comfort. Note that many activities require pre-registration. See the complete schedule with this story on our station website. One of those activities for Cabin Fever weekend is the Floyd County Conservation Biathlon. Naturalist Heidi Reams says if weather cooperates, the competition will begin at 9 a.m. this Saturday morning at the Tosonic Recreation Area near Marble Rock.
Which, ironically, we had the last time there was a Winter Olympics, so that means it's been 4 years. But if we have enough snow, we will have that again this year. And that is a really fun event. It is cross-country skiing and BB gun shooting. And you will shoot standing up and laying down, just like they do in the Olympics. And for registration, you get all of the equipment you need and a long-sleeve shirt to wear.
Reams adds, you don't have to be the most skilled to win prizes.
You don't have to be a cross-country skier like an Olympian. The prizes are for the fastest times and the slowest times, as well as the best at shooting, and even a wild card pick, and that's picked by the volunteers that are out on the course. So it's fun for everyone, kids and adults.
Registration is $25, with a link included at Floyd County Conservation on Facebook and with this story on our station website. Koloff Media's Eric Hofer will be honored at next month's Iowa Football Coaches Association Awards Banquet. Hofer, the play-by-play voice of Charles City High School Sports, will receive the Ken Winkler Distinguished Service Award from the IFCA. IFCA sought nominations on the basis that the candidate should be a person who has contributed many years of service to the community or any civilian who supports football. Examples include bus drivers, custodians, doctors, timers, chain crews, car parkers, trainers, radio and TV broadcasters, and secretaries. Hofer was nominated by Comets head football coach Brian Bjorklund, who cited Hofer for, quote, countless good deeds he does for the Charles City community with his various roles such as being the play-by-play announcer on the radio, public address announcer, teacher, coach, father, husband, lay minister for Messiah Lutheran, foster parent, and the many other caring deeds he does. He is an excellent representative of our community and is unwavering in his absolute resolve towards being positive. I am immensely happy he is being recognized. Bjorklund added, he does such a good job celebrating and being positive about our community. Bjorklund will present the Ken Winkler Distinguished Service Award to Hofer at the IFCA Award Banquet on Saturday, February 28th. Hofer has been the voice of the Comet Sports on KCHA for over 15 years. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's Nashville Plainfield girls and boys basketball. Huskies hosting St. Ansgar for a doubleheader. Girls game first at 6:15, the boys to follow. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.